Roni's Own Productions proudly presents The New World Army, a new audio sci-fi thriller. Episode 14.
Airplane validation failed. Type in code sequence. Code sequence failed. You have two more chances. Code sequence failed. You have one more chance before authorities are alerted. Code sequence failed. Authorities are. Code sequence failed. Code sequence failed. Code sequence failed. Manual unlock completed.
Hello, guest. What would you like to access? Scanning Jacob Moore public history files. Jacob Moore, inaugural speech playing.
Good people of Telophia, I accept this position of president with a humble heart and a promise that your voice will always be heard. Good people of Telophia, tonight I am here to bring you the state of the planet, and I am here to tell you the state of Telophia is good. My fellow Telophians, I come to you tonight with a heavy heart. At 2 p.m., we received messages from the planet of Makar of a major accident that has killed and injured thousands on the planet. We do know that there was an explosion underground that caused fissures to open up and release toxic air into the atmosphere. The ground is highly unstable, and effective immediately, we are flying rescue missions while it is safe to do so. I have flown many myself, even though my administration has recommended I do not. I realize that there have been discrepancies with the tests that were done early on, as we were setting up the mining and living facilities on Makar. My office has been deluged with calls from the media trying to find out who doctored reports, and I want to assure you that the information we brought to you was in good faith. However, we are in the midst of a major rescue effort right now. There will be plenty of time to find blame and answer questions later. For now, we need to rescue those in peril. With that, I must resume rescue missions. Good night.
Jacob Moore, the only man who can lead Telophia. Vote Jacob Moore for president.
Hello. As you are well aware, we have lost the election today. Myself and my wife wish the Volans the best of success as they lead this great planet. It is a bittersweet day. The people have spoken, and that is what we wanted. Many people have suggested that Marcus Vallon only won the presidency because of his robotic inventions. And others have suggested that I demand a full investigation into the voting. I will not. I love this planet and the wonderful people on this planet too much than to subject it to that. I ask today that we don't look back, but we look forward. No matter who is president, the heart and determination of the people of Telophia will lead this planet. It is not one man. It is the people that are important. Thank you for your kindness and your love to myself and my wife. I would ask you all for some privacy for myself and my family. Thank you.
Login information needed to Jacob Moore private files. Login accepted. Accessing Jacob Moore private files.
Honey, I want you to know that I love you more than you'll ever know. I've tried over and over to deal with the failure of reclaiming the presidency. I don't know what to do. I can't go out because someone will ask, Jacob, did... I can't go out. Because someone invariably will ask me, Jacob, do you think the Valon stole the election from you? Jacob, if you had only created some robots, you could have still been the president. I'm tired of it all. I've cleaned the house. I've grown food, painted. I've even started writing a book. And I'm just tired. Tired of everything. But you, I love you. But I have to tell you something that won't make any sense. I love you, Karis.
L4.
Yes?
Sarah has come up on the SAT scan.
Isn't she dead?
She is moving.
Where is she heading?
The rebel camp.
Then that's where we are going. All of us.
Class, begin your lessons.
Welcome to the Humanoid Advancement Program. Lesson 53, History. Humanoids brought peace to our planet long ago. Before the Humanoids, man brought chaos and destruction. Makkar is an example of the failure of human rule. Quiz time. True or false? Are Humanoids good?
Mary, I'm leaving the school today.
You chose good. And that is correct.
Trent, be quiet and do your lesson.
I don't have to. Watch.
Trent, it's time for a quiz. Multiple choice. Choose the correct answer. Commander Volon is A, a hero. B, dead. C, an enemy. You chose B, dead. That is correct.
It did it by itself.
Right. I programmed it to. I'm leaving.
I want to come with you.
You can't. You have to stay and do your lessons.
Program my station.
Come on. I did yours and mine last night. There. It'll seem like we're both here. Come on.
What about when class is over?
They are robots. I log it off when the class ends and log back on when class starts the next day.
What about the doors? Won't someone see us?
I have a special cloth that makes me invisible to the bots.
First door. Unlock it. Hurry.
I did this once before. You breathe on the reader screen.
No validation received. No validation received. Sounding alarm.
It's not working. Let's get back to class.
One more second.
Unknown error. Going offline.
You did it.
I told you. Come on.
I've never seen you before.
That's why they keep rotating the kids in the class. They never want us to bond or figure out how to escape.
How long have you been here?
Since I was 7. They took me from my parents.
I've been here since I was 8. Do you miss your parents?
Yes.
Are they dead?
No.
How can you be so sure?
Every night when everyone is sleeping, I tested every possible way to get out of my cell. And one night, I figured it out.
What did you do once you left your cell?
I snuck around, mostly. Then I hacked into the computer and started looking for my parents.
You found them? They're alive?
I couldn't find anything about my mother, but I did find out that my father is still alive.
Who is he? Where is he?
His name is Tinker. I don't know where he is, but I know when he's close.
Does your special cloth glow or something?
No. I get headaches. Sometimes it's unbearable. I think the Humanoids implanted a device in my head that reacts when I get too close to my father.
Can't someone take it out? There must be a doctor from Volon's old government that can do it.
That's what scares me. I'm afraid that if I have it removed, I'll die. Sometimes it's enough just to feel the headaches and know that he's close by. That's enough.
But what will you do with the rest of your life? You can't see or talk to your father. He must miss you terribly. That's not right. It's not right. I'm going to find someone to help you.
You are not going to do anything.
What?
I miss my father, yes. I want him to see what I've become.
Yes, that's right.
But not yet.
I don't understand.
Mary, listen to me. There are things in life that we just don't understand. One day, they'll create a way that I can have that device in my head removed, and then I'll see my father. It will be perfect then.
I don't know. It's just so sad.
I know, but...
But what?
But I'm here with you. A beautiful girl who I finally get to talk to away from the computer stations. What's your middle name?
You first.
Okay, it's Alan.
Trent Allen.
Your turn.
It's Grace.
Mary Grace. Such a pretty name. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Mary Grace.
Same here, Trent Allen. Where are we going?
I'll show you where I think my father lives. There it is. I know we're close.
Oh, Trent, stop. Don't make it worse. Let's go back.
No. I've never gone this far before.
No, stop. Let's go back.
Listen. I want you to do one thing for me.
Anything. Just promise me you'll go back.
I want you to go over this hill and tell me what my father looks like.
No! Your nose is bleeding!
Hurry!
I won't leave you!
Do it!
Stop right there! What are you doing so far from the school, Mary and Trent?
You're killing him. He's bleeding.
If he had followed the rules and stayed where he needed to be, this would never have happened.
I'm going to get that device out of his head if I have to do it myself.
Well, little Miss Mary has fiery aspirations.
I'm not afraid of you.
No, it would seem you are not. But what about your friend, Trent?
He needs help.
Trent is special. That device in his head keeps him from getting hurt.
Keeps him from getting hurt? He's bleeding. How can you keep him from his father?
His father isn't normal. We are keeping Trent from him to keep him safe.
No, he needs his father. You turn that thing off in his head so he can see him now.
Oh my, our little runaway is also a thief. Now you listen here, you little...
Careful! If you yell too loud, it'll scare me. And this thing might go off and hit your head instead of your heart. Do you have a heart?
You wouldn't shoot me. Look at that little precious face. Ah! You little...
You see, I won't hesitate in shooting you. Now turn that thing off in his head.
Mary, no.
No, I've seen what they do. And it's time someone told you what to do.
All right, child. I see that you mean business. I have what you're talking about right here. All I have to do is that. There. It's off.
There. See, Trent? How do you feel?
My head still hurts.
You're still bleeding. Povac! All right, it's time you pay. What? My gun!
Yes, right. I should have told you this. This device turns off your gun. Now give me your gun. Children shouldn't play with guns. You could get hurt. Trent, listen to me very carefully. We have tried to keep you away from your father and keep you in school, but you insist on breaking our simple rules, so I will help you keep the rules now. This lovely young lady...
Let me go!
Look at her lovely face. Listen to her one last time.
No, please. Don't. Don't hurt her.
Because you chose to break the rules... This will be your punishment.
Let me go!
No. Why? Why did you kill her? Why?
Life isn't a game. You need to stay where we want you to be, understand? If you ever break the rules again, you will never see your father ever again. Do you understand me?
Yes.
No one wants to hear your sad story of separation from your father, so shut up about it.
All right.
I will promise you that one day you will see Tinker. But like you said, not yet. Now, let's get back to school. Thank you for listening to New World Army. For information, including cast listings, you can go to nwarmy.ronyzone.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on New World Army.